My name is Alan Byrne, and this programme is about the Wee Binion Walking Club. Stay with me for the next 30 minutes to meet some of the Wee Binions.
There's always something. And somebody said to me, what's my favourite mountain? I said, they're all my favourite mountains. They're never the same.
Veronica McCann from Newry was the driver, the founder of the Wee Binions in 1987.
The weather's not the same. You know, the wind is not the same. The sounds are not the same. The people you're with are not the same. Your mood's not the same. There's too many variables. So every day is a total... You can go up the same mountain 5 days in a row and it'll be a totally different experience every time. That's the magic of the mountains, really.
The Wee Binions walk on the second and fourth Sunday of the month all year round. Tom Keogh from Dundalk, a group leader with the Wee Binions.
Walking is great. It clears the mind. It gets you physically active. Problems become minimal then. They're easily managed. And if you want to talk, there's a social outlet. So you can't beat the hills for... interaction. If you don't want to have an interaction, nature alone would just make you feel good.
My name is Clodagh Hannigan. I live in Dublin, and for the last 10 years I'm a member of the Wee Binions. It's because we live in the north side of Dublin, it's a shorter journey to actually get to Newry than it is to get to Wicklow. So that's how we started to walk in the Binions. We came to one of the festivals, the Morndown Festival, run by the council, and we met some of the Binion leaders, and we came up the following year for the same festival, and the Binion leader said to us at that stage, for goodness sake, if you're coming up twice, you have to join. And that's what we did. We've been members ever since. I've served on committee for 3 years and loved it, and just we come up every second Sunday throughout the year.
My name is Brian Smith, and I live just outside Downpatrick, which is quite close to Newcastle on the mountains, so it's a brilliant place to live. The Wee Binions is a wonderful social walking club, and you see us out walking in the mountains, you think, well, that's all we'll do. There's a lot more to the Wee Binions than walking on the mountains. The social aspect of it, the nights, party nights, are brilliant as well, and it's just a great active social life.
And every year we went to every festival. We went to the festivals because the troubles were in Northern Ireland. We took people up that were never across the border in their lives. And people would not come up from Kerry or Limerick in those days because the registration of their car identified them. They did not feel safe. But you come up and we always had buses on. And then to know somebody in an area, you're guaranteeing their safety to a certain extent. So all that type of thing. It was very exciting, though, definitely. Younger, I would have been, you know, and been more concerned about physical activity and cardiovascular health. But as I get older, I look at physical activity, the mental health benefits of physical activity and the mountains, because it is a distraction. You cannot possibly walk on the mountain and worry, because you're worrying about where's your foot going next. You know, am I going to get over that stile? How am I going to get over that river? Will my mates help me over? You know, it's all the things, the mental aspects of any outdoor activity. And I think maybe it's maybe more obvious when you're in a mountain environment, because you do realise how unimportant you are in the whole scheme of things and how unimportant your worries are in the whole scheme of things. And maybe for 3 or 4 hours you can have a total distraction that you're not worried and that you can have peace for those 3 or 4 hours, and maybe better able to come back and deal with what has been worrying you in the first instance.
Eileen McKeever is the chairperson. She jumps up onto the wall to ask the leaders to give their itinerary for the day.
Their walk is in and around the area of Dewan today, and we have Derek, or Jay, is here leading in place of Derek?
Yeah.
Right. Do you have a...
No,
No. No plan. Just let it evolve. Okay. Stephen's leading the B plus. Stephen, where are you at this year or this?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go up Spalloch and on to Mealmore, and whoever survives that will carry on to Mealbeg, maybe Dewan, and swing back, because we're staggering the comeback, so we'll be back down here at 4:03.
Paddy Brady, you're leading in place of Deirdre. All right.
Heading over to Benincrum, see what time it is, and then down the
back. Okay, and Owen and Nolan are leading the Seas.
Yeah. Hello, we'll take the Ulster way over, and as far as we'll go up Mealmore. Mealbeg, and then we'll see how we do.
Thank you. Everybody will have new banners, and there will be the Outlook paper from the Outlook newspaper from Kilkeel area, and they're going to take photographs this afternoon. So we have two new banners, so we'd like everybody to gather for photographs as well. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Enjoy your day and look after each other, please. Thank you. Do the A group want to take off now? It's a great sense of achievement. I mean, I've been walking for 20 years now, and I still get that, you know, coming down off a mountain. Yes, you're tired, but you've had a great day and you've talked to people, and it doesn't matter. The weather can come in on you and you can be soaked, but if you have the right gear, you know, you get used to it and you still come home. I've never come home feeling I wish I hadn't gone out today. You know, it's always, there's always benefits, definite, you know, benefits to doing it. And it's a great sport. I think everybody should try it. It happened very accidentally for me. There was a friend of mine who loved going to the mountains, and she could read maps. And I said, well, I'll walk with you someday. So I did, and completely hooked from there on in. So a few of us sort of knew the mountains a little bit. But in order to get more access to different routes, we thought we could join a club. And I phoned the wee bin. There was a wee binion mobile, and I phoned it, and Veronica answered, and she, yes, certainly, come along, you'll be very welcome. So we arrived then the following week, and that was it. That was 15, 16 years ago now. So
did I not switch it on?
This is the test now.
Our group is being led by Owen Bailey and Nolene Moan, along with David Sloan and Peter Kirk as backup.
See, when you're younger, you can reach around and take stuff off. The older you get, and then you're also too lazy to.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
At least have one going.
We've won
in here. Pains and places.
I've aches where you're having a body.
But I didn't even know.
We're not that big that you're going to get that far ahead.
What did Leonard Cohen say? Yeah. I ache in the places that I used to play. Yeah.
Yeah. Any more bees? People for bees?
Are these guys for bees?
I'm going with the walkers and the talkers. And that's Group C.
No, Paddy, no. Okay. So, Nolene, is that everybody for C?
Owen Bailey from Dundalk is leading the group up Mealbeg.
Right, the plan is that we're going, because we have to be back, or we're told we have to be back at 3:30 for the barbecue, and we can't hold up the production of food. So what we're going to do, and the designated walk today is Dewan, you will have seen. However, Dewan is quite a step from here, and so what we're going to do is walk along the Ulster Way until we get into the Happy Valley, and then we're going to go up into the Happy Valley up on to the ridge between Mealmore and Mealbeg, and we cross Mealbeg, and then when we get there we'll have lunch there and we'll decide how much more we want to do, or maybe we'll come back down the other valley and back here, or we might go on round the edge of Slieve Loch Shanna and at least get a look at Dewan. That okay? And you know that the leaders are Nolan and myself, and of course David is a trained leader as well, and Peter and Paul and my, I don't know anybody, I've been leaving anybody out, no. So if there's any problem, anybody with any problems whatsoever, please speak, as you know, and if you need to disappear for personal reasons, please just let somebody know, will you, because we don't want to be you to come out and find that we're all missing. And
your position is at the back, is it?
At the back, yes. Just to make sure that if there's any stragglers, or if I can see if anybody's having problems, and I can go up and see, like, are you okay? Do you need help? Or say somebody fell back, you know. wanted to go to the toilet or whatever, I would alert him at the front to wait. You know, it's just to keep everybody. But it's okay today with this good visibility. But if it was a day where there was a mist or something, you would want to keep the group very close packed together. So I would be telling them to keep moving, to keep the whole group, you know,
yes,
close knit. Yeah, I've never seen cyclists up here before.
No. In fact, I'm trying to rack my brain. Is there no cyclists allowed on the? I don't many think of the trails.
I thought they were the designated trails and they have to stick to those.
Stick
to them, yeah. Because yeah. No, it chops the ground up, particularly if it's...
But equally, you can't even hear them coming.
No.
And, well, there might be a little bit of a slope somewhere, but somebody could be down in there having their comfort break, and then suddenly two bikes come flying over.
Yeah, I was actually in scouting, and I was doing my leadership training for Mountain Skills Part 1 at that time, and I was out practicing my skills that I was learning, and I happened to come across this group of people, Veronica McCann, the founder, and this is in December 93, and I also met the late Pat McMahon, who was actually from Dundalk. He was actually he would have been a runner, an athlete in his day, but he was a walker and from Dundalk, along with Brian McDonald, again from Giles Quay, Dundalk. So I just thought the company looked good, and then I joined up the following year, and I'm here 23 or whatever years later. And it's a sociable group. We've seen more parts of Ireland and the UK than I think I would have ever have done if I hadn't joined them.
One old friend, John Kirby, sadly has passed away, and a local man, Michael Hoy, who's alive and well. But we were playing badminton together, and they told me that they were very... This was on a Monday evening, and they were saying how tired they were, that they had a heavy day on the hills yesterday. And up until that, I didn't know you could walk in mountains. I didn't know you'd be allowed to, or whether it was possible. So they invited me along, and I went with the guys. I cobbled together some rain gear and bits and pieces, and this was in 1985, and we drove down to the Mourne Mountains where it was raining, but the guys were experienced at that stage. So we walked along what's called the Brandy Pad, that I know well since. Full day's walk in the pouring rain, and I came back to the car exhausted, but at the same time just delighted that I had such a great day, and I've never looked back. Said, that's for me.
The Caesar Moor, we'll cover a lot of ground, but we chat some talk, and a lot of people maybe have pressurised jobs, and this is their way of getting a bit of, you know, relaxation on the mountains, but not too much pressure. There's no point in having a pressurised week and then coming on the mountains to be pressurised if you're not fit enough to keep up.
Yes.
You know, so in this group here, it's more leisurely, but they're fit, and they're, as you can see, they're going at a nice even pace, you know. But it's time to chat and look at the scenery.
Yes.
Whereas the A's maybe are going that fast, I don't know whether they see the scenery or not.
They're on a mission.
They're on a mission to accomplish, cover as much ground as possible. Yeah.
In the quickest time as
in
well.
In the quickest time. It's a bit of a...
We're at this point here.
Macho, you know.
Right. And we're...
The top, so you can sit down and relax, make yourself comfortable.
Yeah. What mountain is this here?
Meal bag.
So
I turned it around so we can see where we've come from. I'm going to pick it up again. So so we came up here. So Meal Moor is to our left. Meal bag is to our right. If the leader took us to the right place. And we're going to go up there at 708 metres and have our lunch up there.
Half an hour or so.
Yeah.
At the most.
Yeah.
At the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've told the people to, because some of these people are, you know, stronger than I am. So it's only 400 metres to the top distance, 116 metre climb, steep. But they've been told to go and wait at the top and relax and put their warm clothes on and get up, have their lunch.
We've been walking for an hour and a half. And when we take a break, Peter tells me the names of the mountains that surround us.
The other guy with the towers is Slieve Binion. So that's Binion. And if you look across then, that mound-type hill there, that's Lammigan. That's another one of the Sevens. And then you, now you can see Donard with a little bit of So when you hear somebody talking about, you know, cloud at so many meters or rain above a certain, that's how you know your height. So if there's a lot of low visibility on the hills, we can, like a sea walk, take them underneath that visibility, so you're not going up into the, because not only is it misty, but it's wet and unpleasant, and then you've got to navigate as well. So so you'll see Donald as it starts to clear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. From whereabouts would you start if you're going to Weebin? Do you start off in Mealmore?
No. Well, some of us could. But there's a, behind Binion, there's Carrick Little car park, which faces down onto the sea. And that's a favourite point for start for Binion in particular. And it's a free car park, but if you go along the road, then there's the Silent Valley Reservoir car park.
All right.
The big one. Oh, no, and there's a north and south tour. There's about a kilometre distance between them. And just behind Binion is Wee Binion, and that's how the club got its name. But you can't see that today. Just ahead of us then, you can see the entrance to Carlingford Lock, and that's where the ferry would be coming over, but Green Ore is tucked in. And behind that, just barely on the horizon, you can see Dunaney Point. And normally, if the mist wasn't as such, you definitely would see the Sugarloaf. But I'd say if we get a bit of height up there, we might still see the shape of the Sugarloaf on the long horizon here. Now, if you look to your left on the horizon, that stretch of water is Loch Ness. So think of that's, you know, in terms of the scale of what you're looking at. Just over there on the, behind those nearer hills, just a small little rise on the very edge of the horizon. Can you see it?
Yes.
That's Cave Hill outside Belfast. But closer to us, that mountain there is Slieve Berne. And you can see the wall going right up to the top of it.
It depends on yourself too. You know, how far you want to walk. It's doable at all stages, I would say. You know, some people starting off, and then the more you walk, the better you get. You know.
So on day 5 or 6, you feel you could stay there and do some more?
Oh, definitely. You're coming home and you think, oh, I wish I had of, you know, but it had more time. But it was good to go out first, because we carried everything on our back and stayed in hostels. So I was a bit dubious about it at first, but then once I got the knack of it, it was grand.
Right, okay. And did you go out with a group from the Wee Binions?
No, just my husband and myself. So we did.
It was penance then, was it?
Definitely. Definitely. I'm a saint now.
So you don't need to go for another couple of years, is that what you're saying?
No, I've done it twice.
Doesn't need to do it again.
So if I do it 3 times, I really won't be the saint.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, one of the first things, I think it was Maura that told us that, one of the first things the leaders learn on the Binions is how to lie and say, oh, we're nearly there.
It's only around the corner.
It won't be long now.
Yeah.
We'll have lunch in a half an hour.
Yeah. Isn't this beautiful, isn't it?
But this is the perfect walking day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, you need a wee bit of cold and...
Sleet. Horizontal sleet.
There's no point in having the very expensive wet gear and never gets used.
Yeah, no, horizontal sleet's the best, yes. Horizontal sleet's really, very nice, yeah. Get your face pebble dashed. Yeah, very nice.
And you do the same walk even if it's sleet, or would you choose a different walk, do you think?
We generally, as I was saying earlier, we won't cancel a walk. What we'll probably do is modify it if things get very bad. I mean, we're not, you know, we joke about it, but at the same time, as Peter says, safety first. And there's a difference between people being uncomfortable and people being in danger. And if there's any, even a remotest chance of somebody being endangered, we'll modify, we'll change. Yeah. Immersed in, you know, their conversations, and, you know, they're having a great time, and they're, you know, talking about recent holidays and, you know, plans and family and work and all these things that have sort of, and then walking along and,
it's therapeutic, you know, really.
It
isn't
is therapeutic. Yeah. The whole thing is absolutely. It's a brain release, isn't it? In a sense.
Clears your head.
It does actually. Yeah.
You've got somebody who has to listen to you for about 2 or 3 hours.
Well, it's not even that, and then you can move along.
You can move along
to the conversation, and they say, "Did I bore you about my holiday?" Well, here we let's have a go now.
It's one of those things, though. You can walk along, and you can chatter. You can walk along by yourself. It's just really what suits you, and that works well for everybody.
Look at all those blossoming relationships going on there. I mean,
who needs
who needs Tinder? You know,
I'm one of those
marriages. Yes,
are you really? Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, my wife. Yes, here at the Wee Binions.
Right.
Yeah, a long while ago. But I'm not the only one. There are lots. Yeah. And it's one of those situations where people can meet, and you're not meeting in a forced environment like a bar or a pub or any, you know, you're in an outdoor environment where, and if you come along chatting to somebody and you know, you like that person or whatever, and then maybe you mightn't speak to them for 3 or 4 weeks or a month or 6 weeks, and you say, oh, there's that person again, and you're chatting away. And if there's somebody that you don't really click with or get on with, either male or female, you're sort of that person, you know, okay. So then you can just, you know, you kind of drift, as it were, and it's very, very free and easy to just enjoy the outdoors.
Yes, yeah.
That's what it's about, really. We're still on schedule to be back by 3:30. So that was they were our instructions. They want us back by 3:30 for the celebration barbecue. Normally we try and get back for 4:00, and we might extend the walk a little bit further if people are very fit and enjoying the day and whatever. We might just do another hill or another valley, but today now we're just going to go. So again, we're measuring it and saying, okay, that's enough. This is the top of Slieve Loch Shanna, and we can actually look across the wall. You can see Loch Shanna. It's a lovely lake formed in the middle of the moors, and you can also see the mountain Duan, which I explained earlier. So from the top of this mountain now, we're going to go directly on a bearing. I've taken a bearing with the map and compass just to get it directly right, to get us back towards the Silent Valley, the Happy Valley. Yeah.
A lot of people who have walked with us go on to do better, you know, walks abroad, you know, that have done the Camino. When I've done Peru, I've done the Inca Trail, I've done the Tour de Mont Blanc. So it's a kind of a stepping stone into greater greater achievements, if you know what I mean. So it's good for that as well.
So tell us about the Peru walk.
That's spectacular. I did it about 10 years ago, and I joined a group called Exodus, who are very much environmentally friendly group, you know what I mean, and they give a lot back into the local villages and communities. So you felt you were doing something
right. Positive
as well as seeing fantastic sights. I had a guy once came, he hadn't walked in 10 years, quite overweight. I knew by looking at him, I'd say he's not going to make it. So this wasn't Carlingford. So by the time you got to the top of that steep part before you go onto the mountains,
yes, yeah.
And I said to him, no harm to you, but I'm not taking you with me. I said, you're a heart attack ready to happen. He took a heart attack about 10 minutes later. I'd passed him on to somebody else. You know, but I knew looking at him because my father had, and I knew by the look, you know, that grey pallor or whatever. But he just thought, you know, I'm going to start and get fit. So he starts off coming on the mountains like crazy. You know, you think, and he was only about 30, like he wasn't an older person.
Yes.
But he just was totally not fit for what he was setting out to do. So.
The other way is running along that wall, and that'll be our path back to where we started this morning. Yeah.
Just go across there. But just watch the few potholes when you get the far side out.
Alright, okay.
I thought the little one dropped there. Jeez, you must have flew down the hill, didn't you?
Back down at Mealmore Lodge, I met Maurice Coyle from Dundalk in the queue for burgers and sausages.
Do the Wee Binions ever have any charity walks?
Oh, they do, yeah. They have a thing called a Braveheart every year. That's a fantastic walk.
You know the Binions?
Yeah. 32 kilometres over 13 peaks. Yeah, that's a brilliant walk. But they're always doing a lot of work for the Mourne Rescue here as well. You know, I think even today they'll be donating some of the money towards Mourne Rescue. Yeah.
What did the Mourne Rescue do? Would that be in case somebody had an accident?
Well, there's only recently there all those British Army cadets were caught out here, so they know the Mourne so well. You know, they were able to
put together the big rescue operation there. I tell you, when you break an ankle or in trouble, you'd be glad to see them, you know.
The Wee Binion subscribe to environmental protection and Leave No Trace, and they also support the Mourne Rescue. Veronica McCann.
You know, we're very, very lucky here in the Mourne country. We have total access to the Mournes. There's no difficulty about getting in. And we have the greatest respect for this environment, because in another 30 years, I would like to think that the Binions hadn't done an awful lot of damage to this community, you know, to the environment in which we're walking. But we also have to respect the safety aspect, because if we get into trouble, we have to call on the Mourne rescue people. They're all volunteers. And that would take me, I think now it might be worth it mentioning that from the very start, you know, once we got on our feet, we have supported them every year. In the early days, we ran a function to raise funds with them. They get a donation from us every year.
We're very much environmentally aware of our impact on mountainsides. That's why some of our members are into track repair.
Tom Keogh.
Also, we try to keep people off the same trails so as we minimise our impact upon a hill.
But there's not many tracks out there. There's no real trails.
We minimise our impact by keeping people away from tracks. That's why you didn't see many tracks. You were kept off them to minimise our impact. We try and spread our load across the hills as evenly as possible by taking you different routes, different times, maybe on the same mountains. So that minimises what's happening.
Well, they do. Yes, we do similar mountains, but they sort of have a calendar for throughout the year, and it's all different mountains throughout the year. But then they repeat them again the following year. But we do have weekends away where we, stay for 3 nights and go to different areas all around south of Ireland and north of Ireland. So we get experience of doing that too. So it's good for the group to get away as well, on overnighters. We saw leaflets advertising the blister ball, and we thought we must go and just try it out and see what it's like. So we went down and we met loads of people who belong to the Binions, and then we decided to join it and see how we get on. Now, it was a bit tough at the start. It was very tough at the start, but after going a few months, we got our stamina built up, and we thought we loved it. We just loved the crack with the group and the gang, and all. It was great.
Recommend anyone. The walking festival is brilliant. It's great. It's a variety of walks, and then the social end, there is the blister ball, which is where you meet people. And my experience with the club is they're a very friendly bunch. You meet everybody, all ages and all, from people.
There's a dance going. They'll get up and they'll dance till 2 o'clock in the morning. They'll be still up at 7 the next morning. Be down for 8 o'clock, breakfast over, or in the bus for 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock means 9 o'clock, on their way.
He's right about that, but it's tough going, but it's well worth it.
But it's well worth it.
Have you been on some of the weekends?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of them. I've organised.
Well, I've managed to, through the Binions, I've managed to be able to climb all the highest peaks in the UK and Ireland, because I've been to Wales, the trip to climb Snowdon. At England as well, in Scafell Pike, and obviously Slieve Donard, we've done it, and then, you know, down in the south in Kerry. Yeah, and
even today, coming in on this walk, I said to my husband, I'm sure we didn't actually walk this path before, even though the route that we did today, we've probably done it half a dozen times maybe. But remember, there's at least 70 entries into the Mournes. So if you multiply that out, if you do the maths on that in terms of the number of times per year we'll be walking, say 20 on average, you know, it takes you at least 3.5 years, 4 years to actually. And then even those entries into the Mournes, there's a higher path or there's a lower path. And we had never walked this path today.
I used to walk when I was young, like 18. I remember doing the Mourne Wall Walk when I was 18. And maybe 25 years later, I've done it twice since. And I suppose everybody has their families and all. And we come back to what we did when I was young. Though I'm not so young now, but I still can go out and enjoy the mountains. And lots of people in their 70s and 80s are out with us walking in the mountains.
But they were a lovely bunch of people to grow old with. Such a lovely bunch. It's been my privilege to grow old with the Binions. And when I die, actually, they're throwing me off the top of Binion. That's going to be my last party. And what they'll say when it happens, I said, stand with your back to the wind or you'll be swallowing me. And somebody will say, she's overcome her fear of heights at last.
You have been listening to part one of a 6-part series entitled Community Sports Clubs of County Louth.
30 years. 30 years of walking. The best 30 years of my life.
The Wee Binions, the social club that walks. This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.